The day starts before the sun, and the pressure is already there. A single mother moves through her home with quiet speed, trying to keep time from slipping. She wakes children, finds missing shoes, packs bags, and watches the clock because one delay can set off a chain of trouble. The house carries a tired stillness, but her pace never slows. There is no room for it. She measures every choice against what it will cost. Outside, the world demands more. Traffic blocks the route to school. A late bus cuts minutes from her shift. Her boss expects full focus and steady output, but her mind stays split across tasks that never end. No one sees the weight behind her eyes or the grind tightening her chest. She keeps her voice steady because showing strain feels dangerous. The day stretches ahead without a break. Each hour asks the same question: how long can she carry this load before something gives? Chapter 1: The First Break in the Day. The morning starts with a rush that never feels fast enough. You can track the stress by the way she moves through her apartment. Every step holds purpose. She gets the children ready, grabs their lunches, checks the time, and forces herself to keep going even when she feels the drag of exhaustion. There is no space for slow days. A single mother knows the margin is thin, and every minute counts. She steps outside and the world pushes back. Traffic crawls, the school line moves in small jumps. Each delay presses on her. She knows her supervisor marks lateness with little patience. She works a job that pays less than it should. Studies show single mothers face some of the lowest wage growth in the workforce. Costs rise each year. Pay stays still. Childcare drains most of what she earns. These numbers shape her day before she even reaches the door of her workplace. She reaches her shift with seconds to spare. Her chest tightens. She tries to settle. But the pressure stays close. Her supervisor looks at the clock, then looks at her. No words, just a long stare that says, "He expected earlier." She logs in and moves straight into tasks. The constant demand keeps her from taking a breath. She pushes through each assignment with controlled focus. She cannot afford mistakes. Her pay depends on keeping her spot. Her children depend on her pay. The stress builds in small ways. A call from the school flashes on her phone. She cannot answer it without stepping away. She feels the pull of fear. If she leaves her station, she risks another mark against her record. If she ignores the call, she risks missing something her child needs. Her hands stay on the task in front of her. She tells herself she will check it later. This choice weighs heavy, but it is the one she understands. Work cannot slip. By noon, the exhaustion sets in. She hides it behind steady movement. No one sees the strain. Single mothers often stay silent because they know speaking up may be taken as weakness. This silence becomes part of the workday. It is a shield that lets them keep going. She moves through duties with precision. It is the only way to keep her place. Then it happens. A small break in the day becomes a turning point. The childcare center calls again. This time the message says her child has a fever and needs to be picked up. She has no backup, no partner to split the load, no relative who can leave their job on short notice. She must go. She tells her supervisor. His face tightens. The concern is not for the child, it is for the shift she is leaving behind. She feels the sting of that reaction. She takes her bag and heads out the door, knowing the cost will land on her soon. When she reaches the center, her child leans into her shoulder. The fever is clear. She calms her breathing and tells the staff she will take him home. She feels the weight of two pressures at once. One is the fear for her child. The other is the fear of losing hours she cannot replace. She walks to the bus stop with her son against her chest. The day has taken another turn she did not choose. She gets home and settles him on the couch. She wipes his forehead and waits for the medicine to cool. The silence fills the room. It is not peaceful. It is heavy. She knows her paycheck will shrink this week. She knows rent does not shrink with it. The pressure circles her. She sits still for a moment. Her mind runs through the math. The truth is sharp. She will need to cut something. Food. A bill. A plan she hoped to keep. This is the first break in the day. It is also the start of a deeper question. How does a single mother keep stability when the systems around her expect failure? She looks at her child and knows she will keep moving. She always does. But the cost grows each time the world closes in. Chapter 2. When the system pushes back. The night brings little rest. She lies awake listening for her child's breathing. The fever rises, then falls. She checks the time through the dark. Missing another shift will hit hard, but she knows she cannot leave him alone. Morning comes too fast. She steps into another day shaped by limits she never agreed to, but must carry anyway. Across the city, other mothers wake to the same pressure. Each story holds its own weight, but the pattern is shared. One mother works two part-time jobs because neither offers enough hours. Another mother wakes for a child care voucher stuck in review for 27 days. A third mother keeps her phone charged at all times because her daycare closes with 1 hour notice when staff call out. Their lives move under constant strain. They speak of burnout in quiet tones. They keep pushing because there is no safe place to stop. Institutions add layers that feel endless. A mother living on the edge of eviction stands in a county office waiting for paperwork that controls her rent support. The line moves slow. Each delay increases the risk she faces. Another mother tries to schedule a medical appointment for her child and finds the first opening is 3 weeks out. Her job offers no paid time off. She knows she will lose money for each hour she spends in that waiting room. The system expects precision from women who receive almost none in return. She steps into this world again and feels the tension building. Her supervisor greets her with a warning about attendance. The tone carries little understanding. The message is simple. One more slip and her hours may be cut. She absorbs the hit without arguing. She is too tired for a fight she cannot win. She goes to her station and starts the day with a knot in her stomach. By midday, she receives a call from her friend, another single mother who works a rotating shift. The friend speaks fast. Her childcare provider has closed without notice. She must leave work. Her supervisor tells her they cannot hold her shift if she walks out. She hangs up in frustration. The system has failed her again. The two women talk for a moment about the pressure they face. The conversation is short. They must both return to tasks that do not wait. The pressure deepens when one critical support collapses. A mother who relies on subsidized childcare receives notice that her renewal paperwork is missing a signature. The office will not process it until she appears in person. She takes a bus across town. The wait time stretches beyond what she planned. She arrives late to work. Her supervisor tells her this counts as an unexcused absence. The consequence is immediate. Her hours are cut for the next week. The loss of those hours will echo through her bills, her meals, her choices. This moment becomes the midpoint reversal. She sees the truth clearly. The systems designed to help her also punish her. The relief they promise often carries hidden strain. Deadlines, errors, rigid rules, and slow processing times amplify the stress, instead of reducing it. She stands outside the office building, holding the notice that confirms her benefit will restart. The win feels hollow. The cost sits heavy in her hands. Still, she adapts. Single mothers build survival strategies that operate under pressure. She learns to plan meals 3 days ahead. She keeps copies of every document in a folder near the door. She carries snacks, wipes, and a small thermometer in her bag. She memorizes bus schedules across two routes. She stores emergency cash in an envelope taped behind a cabinet panel. These methods are not convenience. They are protection against a world that gives little margin. At home, she keeps her voice steady for her children. They see her move with purpose but do not know the calculations running in her head. They do not know she juggles rent, food, childcare, school notices, and job expectations in the same breath. Her resilience becomes invisible to anyone who does not look close. The day ends with her staring at the ceiling. She thinks about the hours she lost, and the hours she must make up. She thinks about her friend who may have lost a shift entirely. She thinks about the growing fatigue in her body and the weight she no longer tries to hide from herself. She wonders how long she can keep this pace. The silence in the room tightens around her. The question lingers without comfort. This is the point where the pressure and the system collide. It does not break her yet, but it forces her to see the cost more clearly. She closes her eyes and prepares for the next day, because there is no choice. She has to move again. Chapter 3. The Cost That Doesn't Loosen. The morning begins with a dull ache behind her eyes. She pushes through it because the day does not wait. Her child's fever is gone, but the tiredness stays. She prepares breakfast, checks homework, signs school slips, and steps outside with the same determination she carried yesterday. The weight sits deeper now. She feels it in her shoulders and in the long exhale she gives when the door closes behind her. At work, she keeps her pace steady. The hours cut from last week show in her paycheck. The numbers are sharp and unforgiving. She pays rent and watches her balance drop faster than she expected. She adjusts her plans again. The strain builds, not because of one event, but because each setback leaves a mark that takes weeks to undo. This slow erosion is the hidden story behind single motherhood. It is not one crisis, but a constant pull that never eases. She notices her health changing. Studies show chronic stress triggers headaches, sleep disruption, and rising blood pressure. She feels these signs in small ways. Her chest tightens more often. Her sleep is thin. Her patience is stretched. She keeps these changes quiet because naming them feels dangerous. She cannot afford time off. She cannot afford medical appointments. She tells herself this is temporary, but the strain stays and grows. One mother in her circle faces a deeper hit. She loses a portion of her hours and cannot recover the income. She cuts meals to stretch food for her children. Another mother takes on gig work at night. The exhaustion reaches a level she cannot hide. Their experiences reflect a larger pattern shown in workforce studies. Single mothers face penalties in hiring, scheduling, and advancement. Their hours shift without warning. Their pay stays low, even when their workload rises. These proven trends shape their daily lives with a pressure that sits under every choice. But she keeps adapting. Her strategies sharpen. She rotates her grocery list to reduce cost. She saves every receipt to track bills. She plans each week around school hours and bus routes. She trims away anything that does not support survival. These decisions carry weight, but they keep her stable. Stability becomes a fragile structure, held together by her discipline alone. Then the month turns, and she reaches a moment of clarity. She covers all bills except one. A medical charge from earlier in the year returns with a warning notice. She feels anger rise, not at the bill itself, but at how the system expects her to absorb it without question. She sets the notice aside and makes a plan. She will call the office on her next break and request a payment arrangement. The solution is small, but it keeps her from falling behind. This act shows how single mothers survive. They build order inside chaos. They cut problems into pieces and handle them one at a time. Her child sits beside her that evening working on homework. She watches him as he leans over the table. His quiet presence brings a moment of calm. It is brief, but it carries weight. She thinks about everything she has endured this month. The long nights, the tight budgets, the pressure from work, the failures of the systems meant to support her. She also thinks about how her child still smiles, still trusts, still expects her to be steady. That expectation keeps her moving. It also shows the cost she carries in silence. By the end of the week, she regains a sense of balance. But the price remains. The stress sits in her body. The fatigue lingers. She understands the truth that many single mothers know. Stability is possible, but it comes at a personal cost that never fully disappears. The world demands strength from her every day. It rarely returns the support she needs. The final lines of the month close with one question. What changes must exist for mothers like her to live without carrying this constant load alone? The answer is not clear. Systems change slow. Workplaces resist flexibility. Childcare remains fragile. But the truth stands. Single mothers survive because they must. They endure because there is no alternative. Their strength is real, but it is not free. The chapter ends with this truth settling across her life. The pressure has eased for the moment, but the cost remains, waiting beneath the surface for the next day to begin.